Throughout the year, BNSF and city officials have gone back and forth on adding a second track through a four-mile stretch of La Crosse. The rail company says it will eliminate a traffic bottleneck and improve service. Residents living near the tracks have concerns about safety and quality of life. City Council President Dick Swance says he's somewhat satisfied with the deal, considering the chances of stopping the second line were not good.
Then if we're getting one anyway, let's try to get some financial help. There were a lot of related costs that, quite frankly, the railroad's going to cover most of it.
BNSF will pay for specialized emergency response training for about 50 firefighters. It's also purchasing the city a foam trailer and spill rigs in case of an accident. The company will fund renovations at an affected golf course. It'll also update some crossings and relocate utilities. More than 7 acres of the marsh will be acquired by the rail company, but there's hope the state will restore other nearby wetlands. Given the expansion, some residents are calling on trains to lower their speeds to 35 miles per hour in the neighborhoods. BNSF spokeswoman Amy McBeth says the plan is to keep the speed at 45 miles per hour.
It's important to note that's a maximum speed, so that doesn't mean every train will be operating at that maximum speed. We're not proposing to increase the speed as a result of this project.
Project construction will begin in a few weeks. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.